Business Next on the Michigan Business Network as I continue my conversation with tech expert Linda Deschent, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Linda, let's return to a topic that we've discussed frequently on previous programs, but it's in the news again, and that is the potential for robots to replace workers. And our listeners' perspective on this will vary on whether they are a business owner and they're looking to actually replace a worker with a robot, or if they're a worker and they fear being replaced by a robot. What are you reading or what are you hearing amongst your members about whether this is accelerating? I certainly see at fast food restaurants because workers are in such a tight supply that they seem to be trying to automate as many things as possible. But what are you hearing in your contacts?
Well, you know, I'm hearing both sides because obviously our membership and the people that I work with are combinations. I'm dealing with people who are employees. I'm also dealing with people who are business owners or executives of enterprise-level firms. So I'm hearing both sides of it. And I think there are certain industries, for example, the restaurant industry, like you mentioned, where I think there's going to be a certain element of that. Certainly in manufacturing, there is already some of it, and I think there probably will be more of it. But again, as we've talked about in the past, those are for jobs where, you know, there is a routine, where there are tasks that are just constantly repeated. And frankly, those are tasks that people don't like to do. I think an area where agriculture is probably something where they will try to apply this more and more, particularly as we're having trouble finding people to be able to work in the fields with all of the political changes going on in our environment these days. I think there are ways where putting robots in a work environment can legitimately solve problems of not being able to find people to do jobs because they don't want to do these particular jobs. But I think when you're talking about the kinds of jobs where there's an element of human interaction required or where there is problem solving required, you know, those kinds of things where there's a certain level of knowledge required to be able to make a judgment call, those kinds of jobs are not going to be replaced. And in fact, the addition of robots in the work environment to take some of those lower level jobs, if you will, enables the opportunity to create additional jobs. Somebody's got to install those robots. Somebody's got to train people how to operate those robots. Somebody's got to maintain those robots. You know, there's other jobs that will be created by adding those robots to the workplace. They'll just be different kinds of jobs that we need to train people to be able to have.
So Linda, what is your advice to small business owners who are pondering shifting some of their workforce to robotics? What are some, you know, parameters they should consider to decide if a job could really be handled more effectively by a robot rather than a human?
Well, I think they need to think the process through. In other words, okay, if I add this robot into my environment, what is really going to change? That robot cannot just work on its own. I have to have somebody install it. I've got to have somebody train my people on how to use it. I've got to have somebody maintain it. What happens if it breaks? What will that do to my business? Because after all, it is technology. And you and I both know that while technology is great, technology does fail every so often. And so will that put you out of business if your technology fails and there's no humans there to back it up? You have to think through the entire process and how that will impact your business. It also could disrupt, even for the employees who remain, could make them think about how long till he replaces me with a robot. Can he replace me with a robot? So you have to think through in terms of the morale of your business as well, particularly if you're a small business.
Back with more from Linda Deschent, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, right after this. You are listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.